National chairmen of the NDC and MPP have agreed to rope in supporters to avoid bloodshed. This follows a crunch meeting between the two parties and national security. An official of national security, Colonel Emmanuel Nibu, told Radio Ghana that the meeting was in a friendly environment. He spoke to George Ankra.
Current issues of violent attacks by party supporters. And so the two party chairmen, the MPP party chairman and the NDC party chairman, were invited by the National Security Coordinator to discuss the issues. And also present were the chief of the defense staff and the Inspector General of Police, so including the regional commander also, and then director of police operations. So the idea was they discussed the issue of the violence and asked the party chairman to speak to their supporters to exercise restraint and be patient and be calm and allow the legal processes that the MPP has promised to initiate to allow the process to go on. They asked them to inform their party followers not to undertake any provocative acts that will undermine the security of the state. In a nutshell, this is what happened. And after that, the two party chairmen spoke to the media.
How was the atmosphere like?
I think it was cordial. I was not in the meeting, but when they came out, I think it was cordial. There was no animosity, I guess. So I believe that their messages will be carried through. The party supporters will listen.
But when you saw the two party chairmen outside, were they talking to each other?
Well, not that I was with the media, so they spoke to them. I guess it was taking good faith, and I believe that no Ghanaian, the security of the state to be undermined at this time. And so I believe that they will do the right thing and ensure that the peace prevails.
Should the situation continue, what are we expecting from the security services?
Well, that whatever will happen after that will be determined by the circumstances on the ground.
Colonel Emmanuel Nibu is an official of the National Security Secretariat. A former ambassador to Egypt, Alhaji Sinari Said, has advised NDC supporters not to respond to any provocation from their opponent. Speaking to Radio Ghana on his observations after the elections, Alhaji Sinari said government and the security agencies are in control of developments. Government will, however, not want to play into the game plan of the opposition NPP.
The only thing that I would like to tell our supporters is that they should be calm and they should just be patient, and the security agencies are in control. We don't want to play into their game, especially the MPP's game, and we know what we're doing. There's so many things that are going on wrong from the MPP side, but we've cautioned them, and I said it a few days ago that, you know, sometimes when the cup gets full, it spills out.
That was Alhaji Said Sinari, former ambassador to Egypt.
The CPP has called for calm, especially in the city of Accra, following the declaration of the 2012 general election results. The General Secretary, Ivor Greenstreet, told Radio Ghana that the CPP is saddened by the attacks on innocent Ghanaians, including market women. He reminded all political parties that it is their responsibility to control and discipline their supporters in order to maintain the peace, saying Ghana is more important than any political party. Mr. Greenstreet spoke with George Ankara.
We are merely vehicles which are holding various different policies and programs which Ghanaians may seek to follow at different points in time to suit their various needs and aspirations. We are most upset and disturbed such a result. If persons have problems with the result, must be followed, and the nation must be allowed to move on in peace as we approach this, for everybody to carry out their normal activity. Elections are not greater than the other aspects of life that people have to conduct in their daily lives, and we can continue to move on in freedom as this nation moves into 2013.
If you look at yesterday's reports from Makola attack, nobody wants to claim responsibility. The reports are saying that the attackers were unidentified young men. What do you suspect?
Well, you know, the evidence of the last few days would want you to believe that it is coming from a group of persons who feel aggrieved about the processes. However, unless we have actual evidence, that cannot be proven. What we believe so far is that the security services have done a good job. They have not been provocative. They have tried to contain a difficult situation. And we urge them to be very, very vigilant and on the lookout in every corner and every part of town where they have sufficient intelligence that something like this may occur, so that life, property will be protected as the tension reduces. So I think we still have to accept that this election has been far more peaceful than the election in 2008.
You, as a party, satisfied with the EC's declaration?
We are satisfied.
Why? When others are protesting?
Well, as at now, we are also yet to see the nature of their allegations, and the mere fact that we have not seen them does not mean we do not believe them. However, from our own internal assessment so far, we have not been able to come up with enough evidence ourselves to demonstrate sufficient discrepancy for us to have not full belief in the electoral processes and thereby the result that was declared.
Others are calling for reforms. Do you buy that view?
I think that every single election since 1992 has seen reforms of the electoral process to try and improve it, whether moving from fake ballot boxes to transparent ones, whether moving from ID cards without pictures to the ID cards with pictures, whether moving from a manual register and manual verification to biometric verification. So I think that we are just trying to evolve our system so that we have elections that are free, fair and transparent, elections which have minimal opportunity for malpractice, and thereby in an African nation are able to have full confidence in the process, full confidence in the result, and therefore ensure the types of situations that we are witnessing at the moment cannot occur.
General Secretary of the CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, talking to George Accra.